slander the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
You know, I noticed yesterday when I jumped in right away and started talking that you couldn't hear me. You couldn't hear about the first 30 seconds of the program because I was talking over the music and whether or not we had turned it up, the sound up. So I gave a little bit of a pause before I came in. They're like, I got ink all over my fingers. Don't you guys hate printers? I couldn't get my printer to work last night. I tried to put ink in it, ended up all over me. One of those nights. Hey, thanks for joining us today. Man, I'm lit up today. I got a lot of stuff really excited to come down here and join you the show today. Some crazy things that are happening, crazy things going on. I say that every day, but really are. I want to make you aware of it. First of all, I got to tip my cap to Bob Evans. As you know, yesterday we weren't able to broadcast live from our multi-million dollar studio here because we had power outage. Most amazing thing ever happened. The pole in front of our house, the telephone pole in front of our house, literally broke in half, fell across the road. And here's the amazing thing. 15 hours, not one power company employee showed up. 15 hours as live wires lay across the road. I'm not making it up. Finally, my daughter got on the phone and kept badgering. They said, well, we don't have any sign of an outage out there. There's no sign. So finally, they sent a truck out here. And of course, laying across the road were live wires. How do I know they were live? Because when they pulled up, I went out there and watched the guy say, hey, I was nice to him. Where you guys been? They said, well, we just got word of it. The power station was out down the road, yada, yada, yada. And I said, are those wires live? And they kind of looked at me and said, yeah, they were. And they went over and then whatever you do to unlive those wires, 15 hours, those wires laid across the road live. Now, they closed the road. it's amazing. So we got power today, but I want to tip my cap to Bob Evans, excuse me, because we lost one of our, those of you who've been up to Sky High, you know, there's huge, huge pine trees that we have up there. You know, we have a big row of them goes in front of the garage, and then there were two huge ones in the back of the property as well. Well, now there's only one. It got broken off like you would snap a twig in half. That tree must have been, I don't know, 90, 100 feet tall. I don't know how old it would have been. And the wind came through there the other day and absolutely snapped that thing like somebody karate chopped it. Boom, it was gone, broke it right off. I've never seen anything like it. And Bob Evans' cross is still standing. All those naysayers that out there said, first windstorm comes through there, that cross is coming down. Well, it didn't. Bob, it's still standing. The big old pine tree, 100-year-old pine tree, it came down, but that the cross that you put up is still standing. I got a kind of a weird spirit on me today. I'll get into it here in a second. You guys are going to know why. Hey, Jared, it's Mike's running the board here today. Mike, pull up OccupyTillICome.net. Now, I double booked. I made a mess up. I don't do this very often. Greg and his crew up in Mansfield, last year we went up for the Mansfield, Ohio Gay Pride Parade, and I just was under the assumption it was canceled. Columbus Gay Pride Parade was canceled. I figured Mansfield was canceled as well. Nobody's out, you know. You guys know what's going on. So I double booked and told our friend in New York that I would come out and be part of an event they're having out there, Occupy Till I Come, Saturday. I'm going to leave on Friday. Occupy Till I Come is going to be a gathering of, for lack of a better explanation, in support of the police. What's it called? Scroll back up a little bit, Mike. I'm sorry. Because the details are there. If you happen to be in the New York City area, Bobby Lee's going to ride out with me. Anybody out in that area would like to come with me, like to jump in with us and ride, we're going to leave on Friday. There it is, our next event, Mike, right there. Maybe you can make that a little bit bigger. Our next event will be in support of law enforcement. This time it will be held in Queens, New York. There you go. march and rally to support. It's going to be meeting at Queens Boulevard, Main Street, and Barry Queen. I don't even know where this is. August 1st at noon. So it's going to be a march in support. Folks, we have to begin to come out of our hiding. I shared with you yesterday, over 70% of conservatives will not speak out for fear of retribution. And they say that, I don't know how you feel about this, perhaps the greatest wave, presidential wave in American history is coming in November. That the number of people who are voting Trump who are not saying so is astronomical. Astronomical. So that's if the elections are fair. That's if the elections aren't cheated. That's if they don't do something crazy between now and now. I got some crazy stuff to share. Anyway, I'm going to go to Occupy Till I Come in Queens, New York. I'll be there on Saturday. Anybody else interested? The information's available right there at our website. And I apologize to Greg and the folks at Mansfield. I just dropped the ball. I assumed that it wasn't going to be held. Again, I checked the Columbus Gay Pride Parade was canceled, so I assume they weren't going to let them do it in Mansfield either. And they're not really having a parade in Mansfield. They're having some type of rally or something like that. So if you guys are in the Mansfield, Ohio area and are interested in going and being part of that, please let us know. Also just found this out yesterday. Amazing. I'm not making it up. Gay Pride Boat Parade on Buckeye Lake. You heard me right. A gay pride boat parade on Buckeye Lake, August 2nd. Good thing we stuck that thing up in the air, huh? Good thing we stuck it up in the air. Listen, you know what here's something we've been missing, and I really want to kind of delve into today. Two things I want to delve into. Issue number one, you guys have been quiet. Are you guys hearing me? Larry, you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm strangely silent in here today. Issue number one, folks, politics is the religion of the left. And until we understand that, understand what's going on, the left is deeply committed to their church, which is politics. Their religion is the destruction of all things righteous. That is their religion, folks. This is more than just people protesting. This is more than just people having a different point of view. Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman. Politics is the religion and the bailiwick and the domain of the God-hating left. That, yeah. And see, even though they like to tell us that you can't legislate morality, we soon begin to see that as soon as they get into power, they try to legislate their immorality. All laws are the legislation of somebody's morality, folks. That's what it is. And we're going to have to make the determination of what is going to be the foundation. Psalm 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We're going to have to make a determination whether we are going to stand up, push back, and fight for the standard of morality that we believe all Americans should live by. That's the battle. They want a morality. We want a sense of morality. But the idea that we're trying to force our beliefs down the throat of everybody else is just absolutely not true. They're doing everything they can to eliminate our religious beliefs from the public spectrum, public arena, whatever. That's the battle that's going on. So unless you look at this battle as a religious battle, you're not going to get it. It's the seed of the serpent, the unsaved, against the seed of the woman, the saved. That's the battle playing out before us, and they're making it look political. I'll shut up a minute. I feel like somebody's got something they want to say. If you don't, you don't. That's okay. Because I'm going to take you someplace today. It's going to make you uncomfortable. I'm going to take you there right now. I don't talk much about this, but I have very, very deep feelings about it. I've done a lot of research, done a lot of reading, done a lot of watched a lot of videos. And we are in the midst of what we would call a soft... L.A. Marzulli is the one who first made me aware of it. He called it a soft disclosure. Soft disclosure. Now, Mike, if you can, it's the last thing I put on the email I sent you this morning. It says loss disclosure. And I want you to go to the 1 minute and 30 mark, because I'm going to try to expose something to you, folks. A soft disclosure. L.A. Marzulli wrote a book a couple years ago. I can't remember the title of it. He'll tell us here in this little clip. About, you know, the enemy, the devil's team, they pride themselves on making sure that they tell you what they're going to do before they do it. We've all seen all the Disney, you know, little signals in Disney movies or Back to the Future. The left always shows us what they're going to do before they do it. It's as if they're required by some type of moral code to do that, or whether or not they're poking us in the eye. L.A. Marzulli wrote a book called The Watchman Chronicles, and he talks in The Watchman Chronicles, actually it's a video, I'm sorry, about soft disclosure. Soft disclosure being this aspect of it. The left, the religious left, the God-hating religious left I just talked about, for some reason have an obligation to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And this is about a 30-second clip of L.A. Marzulli talking about soft disclosure. Now, hang on. Hang on. He's going to mention UFOs. We'll stop right there. I believe UFOs are not otherworldly. I believe they're interdimensional. Interdimensional. In other words, the breakthrough of the demonic world into the natural world. That's what I believe UFOs are. But L.A. in this little clip talks about soft disclosure. Go ahead and play that real quick, Jared. Or Mike.
In their own words, UFOs are real. This, and it's coming out. If you're interested in the trailer, go to thewatchmanchronicles.com. Chronicles is plural. Thewatchmanchronicles.com. Watch the trailer. We have everybody that's in the film is a born-again, spiritual Christian. The reason why I made this film was to wake up the church, but also to wake up people in general. Something is going on. You guys hit the nail right on the head. Something is going on, and the churches won't talk about it. Meanwhile, my non-scientific study showed me that upwards of 35% of the people sitting in your pews right now in your church, have had an experience. Lights in the sky, more than lights in the sky, craft, entities in the room, all sorts of stuff. And the church won't talk about it. Meanwhile, 5% is a low, 35% is a high of the people in your church have experienced something and they got nowhere to go with it. And they're afraid to talk about it. This movie, which is an hour and a half long, it will be available at mid-March, but you can pre-order it right now and go online, WatchmanChronicles.com. And you know what we're doing? You missed the pre-sale. The pre-sale ended Saturday.
Okay, you can shut it off, Mike.
What we're doing is you buy one for...
Soft disclosure is the idea that the enemy reveals what they're going to do before they do it. Now, Mike, click on Giant Robot. And I don't know if you guys saw this or not. I saw this yesterday, and I took... Hey, folks, the stuff I'm talking about now has cost me friends. In fact, my wife just said to me that my son-in-law said, he wasn't making fun of me. My son-in-law said less than 2% of Americans have even heard of the Nephilim. Less than 2%. We know about 70% of Americans are Christian. Less than 2% have even heard of the giants, the Nephilim, even know what you're talking about when you get into it. So I was looking at the Daily Mail. Look at this, folks. An incredible footage shows the moment a 60-foot robot, what? A 60-foot robot takes its first step. Scroll down there, Mike. 60-foot robot. Folks, this is something like, what was it, Transformers that your kids used to play with? Remember those great big things? What were those things called? Somebody had kids besides me. What were those things, that cartoon show, these transform, what were they? Does anybody know? There it is at the bottom, Mike. Scroll a little bit more. There it is. What was that fictional manned robot, RX-78-2 Gunman, was first created in 1979 by the anime series Mobile Suit Gundam. There's a picture of it, 1979. Hey, Mike, play that video of this 60-foot robot. Huh? Are they preparing us for something? 60-foot. Watch the guys beside it swing by back and forth in their little 60-foot robot taking a step. Holy Toledo. I'm going to pause right there. I'm going somewhere today. Anybody get a comment on this? No? Well.
Oh, yeah. I got one.
Okay, Joe.
All right. First of all, this video that you see is a test move of the leg. He's not walking.
Right.
Okay. So, and obviously robots are man-made. And I was trying to answer your question earlier, but I couldn't set it up about, have you ever seen one of these things? I have. Okay. It was in Moline, Illinois. I was at the airport outside having a smoke in a cloudy night. And these lights came up out of the, right in, basically 100 feet in front of me, and then zoomed this way, and then zoomed that way, and zoomed away from me, and turned off. Right? No planes can move like that. There's no helicopters that can move like that without sound. It was dead quiet.
Mm.
It was real.
So Joe, so according to L.A. Marzulli, in fact, I've been to some of his conferences where he'll say, how many people here, he'll say, have had some type of experience with the supernatural, physical experience with the supernatural. I'm telling you, every hand in the place goes up. Every hand goes up. Yet I got in trouble with some of my friends because I started 4 years ago to even mention or talk about the giants and the Nephilim. People laughed at me. They thought I'd lost my mind. And I said, I'm just reading from Genesis 6. I'm just reading out of Genesis 6. And why is this? What's going on here, right? What's going on?
Yeah.
And so, I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. So did you guys see this? I know you did. The doctor who came out, the doctor, what's her name? I wrote it down over here. Bear with me a second. Stella Emanuel. She came out yesterday. She's one of those doctors that appeared in front of the Supreme Court building talking about how there's a cure for COVID-19. They know it. She's cured all kinds. You guys saw that. I know you did. I know you saw it. For those of you who didn't see it, I want you to, Jared, or Mike, go to We Do Not Have to Die. This is her YouTube video. YouTube has banned this, by the way, folks. I'm taking you somewhere. Stay with me. YouTube has banned. She was with a group of doctors who appeared outside the Supreme Court building and called out the farce of the virus. It's a farce. Cured by I can never say the word. You know what I'm talking about, right? The same thing they laughed at Donald Trump about. She said there is a cure for it. By the way, they just throw this in at the end. She's a minister. She's a God-fearing preaching minister. And immediately they began to do everything they could to try to discredit her and poke fun at her and say she's not a real doctor, yada, 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 yada. But I want us to listen to part of this 5 minute and 24 seconds. Why is it again? Why is it black women are the ones showing the courage? I think of Bevelin. And I think of this woman. She calls them out by name. Sanjay Gupta, she calls him. Go ahead and play. Stay with me, folks. I'm taking you somewhere today.
Primary care physician in Houston, Texas. I'm here because I have personally treated over 350 patients with COVID. Patients that have diabetes, patients that have high blood pressure, patients that have asthma, old people. I think my oldest patient is 92, 87 years old. And the result has been the same. I put them on hydroxychloroquine, I put them on zinc, I put them on Zitromax, and they are all well. For the past few months, I've taken care of over 350 patients. We've not lost one. Not a diabetic, not a somebody with high blood pressure, not somebody with asthma, not an old person. We've not lost one patient. And on top of that, I've put myself, my staff, and many doctors that I know on hydroxychloroquine for prevention, because by the very mechanism of action, it works early and as a prophylaxis. We see patients, 10 to 15 COVID patients every day. We give them breathing treatments. We only wear surgical masks. None of us has gotten sick. It works. So right now, I came here to Washington, D.C. to say, America, nobody needs to die. The study that made me start using hydroxychloroquine was a study that they did in under the NIH in 2005 that say it works. Recently, I was doing some research about a patient that had hiccups, and I found out that they even did a recent study in the NIH, which is our national institute, that is the national NIH, National Institute of Health. They actually had a study, and go look it up. Type hiccups and COVID. You will see it. They treated a patient that had hiccups with hydroxychloroquine, and it proved that COVID is a symptom of hiccups. It's a symptom of COVID. So if the NIH knows that treating the patient with hydroxychloroquine proves that hiccup is a symptom of COVID, then they definitely know that hydroxychloroquine works. I'm upset. Why I'm upset is that I see people that cannot breathe. I see parents walk in. I see diabetics sit in my office knowing that this is a death sentence and they can't breathe. And I hug them and I tell them, it's going to be okay. You're going to leave. And we treat them and they leave. None has died. So if some fake science, some person sponsored by all these fake pharma companies comes out and say, oh, we've done studies and they found out that it doesn't work, I can tell you categorically it's fake science. I want to know who is sponsoring that study. I want to know who is behind it. Because there is no way I can treat 350 patients and counting and nobody is dead and they all did better. And then you're going to tell me that you treated 20 people, 40 people and it didn't work. I'm a true testimony. So I came here to Washington, D.C., to tell America, nobody needs to get sick. This virus has a cure. It is called hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Zithromax. I know people want to talk about masks. Hello? You don't need masks. There is a cure. I know they don't want to open schools. No, you don't need people to be locked down. There is prevention, and there is a cure. And let me tell you something. All you fake doctors out there that tell me, oh, yeah, I want a double-blinded studies. I just tell you, quit sounding like a computer, double-blinded, double-blinded. Is your... I don't know whether your chips are malfunctioning, but I'm a real doctor. I have radiologists, we have plastic surgeons, we have neurosurgeons like Sanjay Gupta saying, oh, yeah, it doesn't work and it causes heart disease. Let me ask you, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, hear me. Have you ever seen a COVID patient? Have you ever treated anybody with hydroxychloroquine and they died from heart disease? When you do, come and talk to me. Because I sit down in my clinic every day and I see this patient walk in every day, scared to death. I see people driving 2-3 hours to my clinic because some ER doctor is scared of the Texas board or they are scared of something and they will not prescribe medication to these people. I tell all of you doctors that are sitting down and watching Americans die. You're like the good Nazis, the good what? The good Germans that watched Jews get killed and you did not speak up. If they come after me, they threaten me. They've threatened to, I've gotten all kinds of threats. Oh, they're going to report me to the boards. I say, you know what? I don't care. I'm not going to let Americans die. And if this is the mountain, if this is the hill where I get nailed on, I will get nailed on it. I don't care. You can report me to the boards. You can kill me. You can do whatever. But I'm not going to let Americans die. And today I'm here to say it, that America, there is a cure for COVID. All this foolishness does not need to happen. There is a cure for COVID. There is a cure for COVID. It's called hydroxychloroquine. It's called zinc. It's called Zithromax. And it is time for the grassroots to wake up and say, no, we're not going to take this any longer. We're not going to die. Because let me tell you something. When somebody is dead, they are dead. They're not coming back tomorrow to have an argument. They're not coming back tomorrow to discuss the double-blinded study and the data. All of you doctors that are waiting for data, if 6 months down the line, you actually found out that this data shows that this medication works, how about your patients that have died? You want a double-blinded study where people are dying? It's unethical. So, guys, we don't need to die. There is a cure.
Folks,
for COVID.
I saw a statistic yesterday. I saw a statistic yesterday. Not for me. 70,000 people have died who maybe didn't need to die had they been given hydroxychloroquine. 70,000 people. Yeah, Larry.
You know, way back in February, there were sources, credible sources, medical doctors and epidemiology and virology and all that kind of stuff, saying that hydroxychloroquine, which cost about 10 cents a dose.
Yep.
Along with zinc, was the answer, or at least could be the answer. They weren't definitely saying it was, but they say it's got to be explored. And every study that was reported on by the press, by the committee that was huddled around Trump, every one of those studies was on hydroxychloroquine without zinc.
Mm.
See, the zinc was the key. The zinc was the element or the catalyst that allowed the hydroxychloroquine to get through the cell wall to do what it does. Without the zinc, hydroxychloroquine was useless. And
Larry,
you heard this lady mention zinc. But way back in February, this news and this thing was out there. But because remdesivir, the darling of the press, the darling of the pharma people, was going to cost over $3,000 a week for dosages, it beats the heck out of making profit off of 10 cents a week. Money caused those people to die.
But
that's right, Larry. 100%.
Folks, 70,000 people, upwards of 70,000 people who died unnecessarily. Why? Do you remember this? Anybody remember when President Trump said hydroxychloroquine worked and he took it? In fact, I did some more research and said people right now ought to be on hydroxychloroquine. You ought to call your doctor, get on hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and it's preventative, right? Do you hear anybody talking about preventative measures other than putting on a stinking mask and social distancing and washing your hands? Do you hear any other anything at all? Anything you need to do in regards to vitamins or anything to build up your immune system? No. All fear-based, wait for the vaccination, yada, 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 yada. Are y'all with me so far? Still with me?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't hear it from the news and from the government, but you do hear it from those other private sources that are credible, and you've been hearing it since early February.
So what happened to this lady? What happened to Dr. Emanuel? Did anybody know? Well, YouTube banned her. YouTube banned this. These doctors show up. They did a 45-minute press conference, all of them saying the same thing, that hydroxychloroquine works as a cure, and what did YouTube do? They banned it. The video is banned. You can't find it anywhere. You can only find bits and pieces of it, right?
No, you can find it, Coach. It's on Mike Adams Natural News.
Oh, see there. So you can find it. But you can't find it on YouTube, though, right, Glenn?
No, you can't. But here's the other thing. I did watch that.
Go ahead, Glenn.
It's censorship.
Vinny, stop a minute, Vinny. Glenn was speaking.
So I did watch the entire video. Now there was another woman that moderated the different speakers, the frontline doctors that came up. And one of the things that she said was, there's a lot of fear being promoted by the number of new cases that are being reported. For example, here in Dallas, you know, we're getting 1,100 new cases a day. So there's a lot of fear being promoted as a result. And she said, it's that the number of new cases doesn't mean anything. It's the number of deaths. It's the number of deaths that are important.
My wife went to the dentist yesterday. When she went to the dentist, she drove by the hospital. And did you know that there's a line of cars, people sitting in their cars waiting to be tested to see if they have COVID? People are waiting in line in their cars simply to be tested. These people are perfectly healthy, perfectly fine, waiting in their cars to drive by to be tested, Glenn. And so now they're giving us examples of how many more cases there are. Well, of course there's more cases of it. They're out there strategically trying to test people to see if they have it. But Glenn, you're right. It's deaths, and deaths are going down. Something really, really nefarious at work here, folks. Well, somebody else, come on in. I got something that's going to blow your mind.
Okay. Well, here's the
DNA,
true story.
DNA database, Coach. They're building the DNA database worldwide.
Yeah, but Jack, you're a conspiracy theorist. And nobody listens to you. Go ahead.
No, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Okay. Go ahead.
Dale. So here's the true story. My father-in-law's housekeeper son, to get ready to go to school, went to have this test done. Well, he had somewhere else to be, and so they took his information, but before he got tested, he left. Guess what he got in the mail 2 days ago?
A positive.
A positive.
Hey,
positive.
I know of four people.
That's exactly, they're fudging numbers. The testing is going absolutely ballistic, but this stuff is crazy. And they did pull down not only those, they took her Facebook down, Coach.
Listen, folks, I got to change gears on because this is. Go ahead,
Coach. Just real quick about the test. This is the thing. Supposedly you can cough on people and all that stuff, and you can get it that way. Then why are they not swabbing people's mouths? They're jabbing that thing all the way up in people's nose. And there's a theory going on that they may have something on that in addition to trying to take your DNA.
Okay, you ready, boys? You ready, boys and girls? Remember I was talking about, what was I talking about? Slow disclosure, right? Or yeah, soft disclosure. I'm looking over here. Hang on a minute. Bear with me. Jared, bring up Mike, bring up the last one, Dr. Stella Emanuel and the Giants. So what? Yep. Sorry. Pull that up there, Jared or Mike. And lo and behold, we find out that Dr. Stella Emanuel is a minister. She's a pastor.
So, you know, yeah. So, Coach, you see what they try to do? They try to malign her.
So, Vinny, what they're trying to do here is they're trying to malign her. They're trying to malign Dr. Stella Emanuel. Can I tell you why, folks? Because Dr. Stella Emanuel, MD of Houston, Texas, believes in alien DNA, demon sperm, giants, the Nephilim. Oh, yeah. And so what are they trying to do now? They're trying to do everything they can to make Dr. Stella Emanuel nuts. See, you're not nuts if you don't believe an unborn baby is a human being. You're not nuts if you believe we came from monkeys. You're not nuts if you believe that. No. No, that's a settled science, right? You're not nuts if you think a man can become a woman. That's settled science. But Dr. Stella Emanuel, Pastor Dr. Stella Emanuel, believes in fallen angels, fallen angel DNA, incubus, succubus. What? Oh, yeah. Scroll down, Mike. Scroll down, folks. Are you sitting down? Here she is preaching. Listen now. It's hard to follow. Her dialect is tough to, it's just tough. She has a dialect. It's hard to follow. But Mike, go to the 3-minute mark, and I want you to watch. This is Pastor Stella Emanuel, who now that you watch, they're going to discredit her. They're going to try to take her medical license away with her. They're going to call her quack. They're going to do all that kind of stuff. And I want you to listen here, just starting at the 3-minute mark of this sermon she put on online. It's Deliverance from Spirit Husbands and Spirit Wives, Incubus and Succubus, Part 1. Huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's nuts. I guess she's nuts. Go ahead and play it, Mike.
Untold hardship. They are responsible for financial failure. Because when this spirit is in your life, if he assumes that he's married to you, you're married to them, at the end of the day, what you have is theirs, what they have is yours. So they take when things come to you. They become the thing that steals and kills and destroys in your life. They are responsible for general failure at the edge of breakthrough. If you see somebody that has a serious spirit husband, it affects almost every facet of their lives. They are responsible for infertility. People that are married, they go to the doctor, everything is fine, but you don't have a child. And people are like, what is spirit husband and spirit wife? Does that really exist? Is it scriptural? Of course. If you turn your Bible to the book of Genesis 6, let's look at something. Genesis 6 verse 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men and they were fair. And they took wives of them, all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. Yet shall his days be 120. Verse 4 says, there were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men and bare children to them, and the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. There were giants in the earth when, in those days, and when afterwards. People like they got flooded in the flood of Noah. No. We had the sons of Anak. We had Goliath all through. David fought giants. The mighty men of David fought giants all through. These were what we call the Nephilims. These are called what? Nephilims. In those days, we had the angels that left their abode and came and lusted after women and produced a crossbreed. What was the agenda? God had told the devil that this same woman that you messed with, this same woman that you deceived, her seed will bruise your head. So the devil figured, if I can corrupt the seed, I can stop God's agenda.
Okay, Mike, he can stop it now.
So he proceeded. Hey,
folks, I don't know if you know this or not. Before YouTube pulled down the video of the doctors, before they pulled it down, 20 million people had already viewed it. 20 million people. And then this, and then this group here, Mike, go to the beginning of the article again. Whoever produced this article, see, they produced this video of Dr. Emmanuel to make her look like an idiot. It's the Reporter Times, probably some left wing hack machine, right? So they want to right away, because she says there's a cure for it, they have to make her a quack, right? They make her a quack. And look what's going on. Is this soft disclosure again that LA is talking about, where the left, the demonic left, always exposes what they're going to do before they do it? How many people now, for the first time in their lives, including some of you watching right now, for the first time ever, have been exposed to giants, Nephilim, angel DNA, mixed blood, incubus, succubus? 20 million people were exposed to this woman. And look how the enemy has used her to expose something that the church won't even talk about. Somebody come on in.
Amen, hey, Coach.
Come on in, Steph.
Hey, I gotta add something. Spiritual swords are slicing through some evil cords right now. Amen. Hallelujah. I am over here shouting like I'm in a football game. Amen. You don't even know. My neighbors are probably going, what is she over there doing now? People, Nephilim aren't just like one specific. They come in different sizes and stuff. Bigfoot is a Nephilim. We all want to talk about Bigfoot. BFRO, and I was in that in 2004. That's what led me to all this, because I knew they were real because I saw them. My family's history on the land had seen them. Everyone in my family saw Bigfoot. People can believe in Bigfoot, right? Bigfoot's a Nephilim. Yep. You want the evidence? L.A. Marzulli, the Watchers. He's got all Steve Quayle. They have the evidence of the bones of these big things, of these giants. All you people out there listening from White Watch, you need to go watch these too, because the evidence is right there.
So ask yourself this, folks. Ask yourself this. In how many churches have they ever mentioned what we just saw her talk about? What percentage of churches in America do you suppose have ever mentioned what she just spoke about? And in fact, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you a fair warning right now, okay? You go tell this to your pastor and he'll tell you you're nuts. And then he'll tell you that you better stop watching me. And I want you to know this. I'm not the one saying it. I'm not the one saying it, folks. And if this stuff isn't real, then ask your pastor to prove it isn't real. Just because he never heard about it in his seminary, just because he never heard about it in his group of pastors that they break chicken bones on Saturday mornings, just because of that, the reality of it is, according to LA, at least 35% of Americans have had some type of supernatural experience with something outside this realm. At least 35%, a physical experience of some type. What's going on? What's going on?
Okay.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of panspermia?
Yes, but not enough to talk about it.
Okay. Well, when you look at our DNA, you need protein. Forget the other part that you need for life to exist. and they cannot figure that out. They run mathematical equations on the possibilities. When you get to like 10 to 50 zeros, it's impossible. Well, it's 10 to 500 zeros. The chances of the proteins and all that coming together. So that would mean panspermia is that life came to Earth, was embedded through an asteroid, a spaceship, whatever. Okay. And that will account for life. That gives you to disqualify that God created it.
Mm-hmm. We won't talk about it. The point I'm making today is why, as my son-in-law said, 2%. 2% of Americans have even heard about. This is 2% of church-going Americans that have ever. Somebody, I'm going to pause right now. Somebody come in and tell me if you've ever been in a church where a pastor spoke on this.
You're going to wait a long time, Coach.
Me?
Huh?
I caught it in my Wednesday night Bible study.
Yeah.
I was in a church that talked about it all the time.
Good.
Yeah, but you'll never believe who it was. It was Bob Burney's church.
Really?
Absolutely.
And he talked about the Nephilim technology and all that?
He didn't talk about Nephilim technology, but he talked about Genesis 6 and that the sons of God coming unto the daughters of men was angels, not the sons of Seth that the rest of the Christian church was pushing.
Well, good for him. I did not know that. Good for him. scroll down through this article a little bit, Mike, because I want you to watch how they try to discredit her. Guys, you know what incubus and succubus is? Some of you don't. Listen, I'm sorry. If this is more than you can swallow, hey, Mike, type in incubus, INCUBUS, I believe it's incubus. I don't know where you'll find it. Just I should have got that prepared for you. Incubus, I-N-N. Incubus, that should be it. that's a band. We don't want to know about the band. Incubus is in them. Nope. See, not the band. Definitely. There it is. No. Incubus and succubus. Right below. Mike, you had it. There it is. Go to Wikipedia. Even though it's not credible. Okay, folks. Incubus. An incubus is a demon in male form who, according to mythological and legendary traditions, lies upon sleeping women in order to engage in sexual activity with them. Its female counterpart is called a succubus. Anybody ever heard of this? You ever heard of this in your church? Its female counterpart, by the way, Dr. Emmanuel talks about it. Its female counterparts are succubus. Salacious tales of incubi and succubi have been told for many centuries in traditional society. Some traditions hold that repeated sexual activity with an incubus or a succubus may result in the deterioration of health, mental state, or even death. Incubus, succubus. You ever heard of it? Ever spoken about in your church? What? Yeah. Yeah. Demons manifesting and having sleep paralysis. You ever heard of sleep paralysis, folks? You ever heard of anybody who in the middle of the night all of a sudden had this unbelievable weight upon them? They were paralyzed in their sleep and couldn't move. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
I've heard about it, Coach. I read about it myself.
Amen, Coach.
Amen.
I lived a big part of my life with sleep paralysis, Coach.
Did you really?
Yes. Until Boise, Idaho. I learned about it from L.A., talked about it, and I was cured from it through prayer. Once you reveal Satan's works, you take away the power because the truth conquers it. And it happened to me.
Mark, had you ever heard anybody talk about it in church ever?
Never. Never.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, this is dangerous territory because some of you think I'm crazy. But I want you to know this. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm giving you other sources. Not what I say. Hey, Mike, see if you can find Incubus and Succubus in something other than Wikipedia. See if you can find it in some type of... what? You telling me that demons are having sex with people? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wish David Arthur was here. Yeah.
Dark side believes in it. Wiccans believe in it. Witches sure believe in it. They think it's kind of cool sometimes. You know, if it feels good, do it. And they call this stuff in. I mean, the dark side sure believes in it. I personally have had lots of night terror things. I've actually physically been pulled off the bed. That's what really got my attention. I was having a nightmare and I tried. It was before I was saved. After my first Steve Quill L.A. Marzullo experience, so I knew that what I was doing was wrong and I was searching. This is right before I went to your conference. And I literally woke up and I was on my back in my room by myself, lived by myself, and my right hand was like pinned behind my head and it felt like a really strong pressure in my thumb. And all of a sudden, I tried to scream and I couldn't scream. My eyes were open and I just could feel evil. And something grabbed me by my ankle, literally jerked me all the way off the bed onto the floor. Mm. And I finally jumped up and ran. I couldn't sleep in that room for like a month. I started sleeping on the sofa after that and had been having all kinds of crazy stuff myself, hearing things on the roof. And I was like, please just tell me I'm crazy. It'd just be so much simpler, you know. But things are real.
This article says succubus and incubus are names that have been used to describe spiritual beings or demons that have sex with people in their dreams. The names can be traced back to legends and myths, but make no mistake, these experiences themselves are not legends or myths. Maybe you're reading this article because you or a loved one is having an experience suggesting the activity of these demonic spirits. I will share my personal experience with you, my real life story of the activities of these spirits. I am a doctor and a minister, and I know very well what I'm talking about. But first, let me lay a necessary spiritual foundation before proceeding. It goes on and on and on and on. Folks, here's all I'm trying to say. The spiritual world, the spiritual realm is real. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Folks, this stuff is real. This is real. The demonic world is real. And what we are seeing is I started out the beginning of the show talking about politics being the religion of the left. That's what we're dealing with here. These are unregenerated people controlled by the dark side. Some of them are so familiar with demonic activity that they think it's a part of daily life. How else can you explain that Gerald Nadler would get there in that hearing yesterday and openly lie and lie and lie and lie and lie and not have any guilt about it at all? It's because there is an invisible demonic world around us. Amen, I don't know what else to tell you, man. I don't know.
Right in the face of evidence, he lies. How can he get away with doing that?
How can he get away with doing it? So how about this one, though, folks? How about this? How many people yesterday, today, the next week, are going to hear about an incubus and a succubus and Nephilim and fallen giants and fake DNA and fake people and... How many people are going to begin to hear that for the first time? And there are people watching this show right now who laugh. They laugh. They never heard of it. Their pastor never talked to them about it. In fact, they went and they told their pastor, and he told them, he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's not what that means, really. All right. Soft exposure. Yeah, man. Yeah, hey, folks, listen. There's unbelievable stuff going on around us. I'm telling you. You know what, hang on, Craig. You know what Stephanie said to me? You texted me this. Folks, I want you to know that a whirlwind hit our property. A whirlwind hit our property 2 nights ago. Something like I'd never seen. Sitting in our living room, I opened the front door. It was raining. Our grandkids were here. I opened the door. And the rain rained inside. We have a big front porch. And the rain rained sideways into our house as the door was open. I'd never seen anything like it in my 67 years of living. Never seen anything like it. 3 trees fell on the road I'm just not getting, I'm just not beginning to see it. Right in front of our property, three huge trees fell across the road on our property. Our property was immovable. I go up to the top. I wiggled my way up to sky high, got up to the top of sky high. One of these massive pine trees had to be 80 feet in the air. I don't know. It's huge. Some of you have seen them. You know what I'm talking about. One of our massive pine trees up there looked like somebody had taken taken an axe and gone whack, and one whack cut that thing perfectly flat and it fell off. 70, 80 feet tall tree. I don't know how big it was. Fell, boom, off. And that cross that Bob Evans had erected is still there. Something's going on, folks. There's something going on in the supernatural realm covering America like we have never, ever experienced. It's going on. Stephanie, you have a comment on that?
I agree. It's getting thicker because they're getting more energy because people are feeding them. And they're opening more doorways personally.
Feeding them with fear. Feeding them with fear, right, Steph?
Fear and anger. Anger and fear are hand in hand. And with fear comes suicide demons. Take the easy way out, you know, sadness, depression, anxiety, you know, and then people start doing pharma. Then they start drinking more, you know, and it's just a downhill with everything. We're in battling right now.
Craig, you're going to say something, Craig, and I walked on you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just want to elaborate on something, and it's important for the audience, and they'll get this because Mark knows about it. When you sleep, your soul, your mind is open to the targets of Satan. He can imprint.
Yes.
Ideas in there. So let's look at something that's why this is in the Bible, because this is very strange. Let's go to Deuteronomy in 23:9. This talks about.
Hang on a second, Craig. Let us catch up here. Deuteronomy 23:9. Can you pull that up there, Mike?
Let me know when you're ready to go, or I can just talk about it and people can read about it. Okay.
Okay, he's pulling it up right now. Go ahead, Craig. Go ahead and talk about it, and then we'll
okay.
see it here.
All right. If you start talking about Leviticus,
23:9, Mike. 23:9.
If you go back in Leviticus, there's a lot about semen and being unclean, body discharges. Okay, this is talking about when Israel is out fighting. It says when the army goes out against you, your enemies, and when you keep yourself from every wicked thing, if there's any man among you who becomes unclean by some occurrence in the night, then he shall go outside the camp, and he shall not come inside the camp. But it shall be when the evening comes that he shall wash with water, and when the sun sets that he may come into the camp. What that's talking about there is basically having a wet dream, okay? And mm-hmm. that you get subject in your mind to demonic forces that get in there, and you can actually have bodily discharges, which a lot of young boys have, okay?
Okay.
So,
Mike, let's go here, man. Mike, let's go 23:9. Let's read what Craig just said. Boy, this is. Hey, listen, go watch Joel Osteen. It says, when the host goeth forth against thine enemies, then keep thee from every wicked thing. And if there be among you any man that is not clean by reason of uncleanness that chances him at by night. In other words, as he said, a wet dream. Then shall he go abroad out of the camp? He shall not come within the camp. But it shall be when evening comes on, he shall wash himself with water. And when the sun is down, he shall come into the camp again. Why? Because some outside force caused this to happen. Is that what you're saying, Craig?
The demonic realm affects you because you're not totally conscious, okay? Your mind is active, but you're not conscious to fight. Just like when Satan came against the boat, okay, and the boat was in this bad wind in the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus woke up and he rebuked it. He didn't just kind of say, hey, calm down. He rebuked it. Rebuke is a very authoritative word, okay? And so what I'm just trying to say is for people that are having these problems with sleep, you're being pushed by demonic forces, and you need to understand what you're up against.
Amen. Mike, hey, Mike, real quick, go to the one that says fear. This is Dr. Stella Emanuel talking about fear. Fear. Boy, she is all over it, friends. No wonder they want to shut her up. It has to be if God could be the only reason that Dr. Stella has the platform that she has. Because here they are doing an interview with her afterwards. No, that's not it, I don't think, Mike. It says, fear. It just says fear. It's fourth from the bottom. Fear. Where she talks specifically, Dr. Stella talks specifically about the power of fear and how fear is driving everything that goes on and how everything she does as a minister. Oh, maybe it is. Go ahead, Mike. Maybe that's it.
I guess I happen to be the pastor in the house. I'm not only a physician, I'm actually a pastor. And I think my faith and my position as a pastor has actually drives the way I react towards everything. You know, I just, like I tell people, I said, what would I say to God if I knew something worked and I did not do anything about it? On top of that, a few things. This disease, this pandemic, it's bigger than even Gilead. It's bigger than Democrats and Republicans. It is a diabolic spiritual battle. And sometimes we have to fight spiritual battles spiritually. It is run and led by people that really don't have the good of humanity in mind. And they say a house divided cannot stand. And part of the reason that it's been so successful is because we as humanity were a house divided. We're divided in groups and, you know, stuff like that. And one of the best ways that we're going to have to be able to fight this battle is to realize that it's not just a physical battle, it's also spiritual. And why do I say that? The fear that has been released is bigger than the disease. There's also what I would call a veil of darkness over the minds of people. That you can tell somebody something and they listen to you, but somehow it just doesn't sink. Okay, you know what? Let's, hydroxychloroquine works, you know, take it, and then the person walks away from there, does not go on prophylaxis, does not take the medication, and still tells you about mask. They hear, heard you, they agreed, but something is, there's a veil over their minds. Sometimes I feel like there's a bewitchment over the minds of people, and I pray that that bewitchment will be broken over America. Because, you know, several years ago, I wrote a book called 10 Point Plans to Disciple America Back to God. It's a free book. I'll put it on my Twitter. You can download it for free. And so we're going to have to address this spiritually. In other words, we need to, in several ways. Number one, we need to speak good about this country. A lot of us as Americans, we've cursed the nation. You know, we speak bad over the nation. We need to start speaking good, that we're going to be okay. We're going to do well. America is going to live. We're not going to die. We're gonna progress. You know what I'm saying? We need to just use your mouth. The power of life and death is in your tongue. Use your mouth to bless the nation, to bless your family, to bless your city. I used to come out of, if you go on my Facebook, we'll come out of the city and walk the streets. Amen. And we pray. Walk the streets and pray. You know what I'm saying? Pray. Most of us here are either Christian or Jewish. We believe in the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. You understand? Walk the streets and just speak over America. Speak that we'll be okay. Pray that people's minds will be open. Pray that good would win over evil. Do you understand? I'm saying every one of us has a destiny to speak good over this nation and turn things around. You will not know how powerful that is. And there's no need to fear. And come out of here with the nation that I can get this disease has a cure. Let it like really sink in your head that it has a cure and it has a prevention. Every single person here should be on prevention. If you are not, call us. We'll figure a way. We'll find a doctor in your state to put you on prevention. We have a website that we're working on right now. It's called frontlinemds.com. Frontlinemds.com. We're going to have doctors from all over the country. I'm part of a physician moms on the right side, over 2,000 plus doctors that basically are on the right side. So we're going to find somebody to take care of you. So I just want to thank all of you and said, you know what? We're going to be okay. Do you guys believe that we're going to be okay? We're going to be okay. You got to believe that and speak that over your life, over your family. A lot of us declare Psalm 91. Anybody can declare it, that you're going to be okay. And that is going to help you to stand.
Okay, Mike, you can stop.
And if I can pray, is that okay?
Folks, we'll make this available. I'm going to tell you something.
Well, can you put that in the chat?
I will. And let me ask you something else, folks. Do you think it's by happenstance that God has raised up this woman to the forefront of America? Something's happening here.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
She's perfect.